Our next guest is Kim Weiler, and she is an integrative nutrition health coach. Struggled, like many people did with, and many people still do, with psoriasis. And through nutrition and self-love, she was able to heal her psoriasis. And, you'll love this, her dog played a huge part in her healing. Her book is called P.S. It's All About Love, How a Painful Journey with Psoriasis Became a Life Devoted to Healing Others. The website is Healing My Skin, and welcome to Kim Weiler on the Ed Till Show, Starcom Radio Network. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Ed. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Psoriasis has been around since I was a kid. I don't know when they're going to fix that, but what exactly is it for people who have not suffered it and have only seen the word?
Sure. It's an autoimmune chronic skin condition, and what's happening is a normal person's skin sheds normally about once a month when the person's cells mature. And what's happening in someone like me with psoriasis is that my skin is shedding rapidly every few days. And it's not giving, the body basically can't handle it. The cells don't have time to mature, and they're just shedding too fast. So you're left with these layers, I'd say, of red, thick, scaly type of spots or patches or lesions. And they, you know, depending on the person, they can be all over your body in certain spots. And they're just insanely itchy, and honestly, they do not make us feel very attractive.
Wow, I hear you. Now, it is visible sometimes, often not, right? I mean, it can be a large area. You might see some exposed. Is there any well, let me get ahead of getting ahead of myself there. Before we talk about contagion, is there anything happening other than discomfort and skin shed? Is there any bacteria, any virus going on here? What actually is happening with the redness and the skin flaking?
So what's happening is with any autoimmune disease, your body is confused and it's like attacking your own healthy cells and tissues. So there's what's happening is there's toxins that, you know, that we ingest and that we breathe in every single day. You get them through processed food. You know, you think of all the chemicals being used in our food today. You can get them from medications like antibiotics. I could do a whole list of just, you know, all the toxins. They enter your body, and what's happening is our intestinal walls are super thin and porous, and it's getting through the intestinal walls and entering the bloodstream where it shouldn't be. Toxins should just, you know, go through your digestive tract and come out the other side, the other end. So they're actually coming out through they're going into the bloodstream, and they have no place to exit. So it's exiting through our largest organ, the skin. Hence the inflammation, like you said, the redness, the scale, you know, the scaliness, the silvery. They build up on the skin. But other than the toxins in our bloodstream, I'd say that's about it.
And what triggers it externally?
Externally, well, if you use, you know, any lotions or anything with chemicals in it, like I only use coconut oil, extra virgin organic coconut oil, and other oils that are fantastic on my skin, so that, you know, because if you're, let's say you're eating processed food and there's chemicals in that food, you know, you want to heal from the inside out, so you don't want to put that stuff in. But if you're using a lotion, like an everyday body lotion, and you're putting it on your skin, it's entering in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say that's a big one, is just, you know, people using, you know, the typical stuff on the shelves with a lot of parabens and other toxic chemicals. So you want to heal from the inside out as well as from the outside in.
And it's the immune system, so it's not any germ or bacteria at all. It's really just the person is hypersensitive, right, to the environment. Things that are not irritating others irritate them.
Yeah, and the thing with autoimmune diseases, because, you know, I'm sure you know, like, it's rampant nowadays. And what's happening is, you know, our immune system creates these antibodies that should be fighting off bacteria,
right.
viruses, all those toxins, you know, stress. Stress is a really big foreign invader as well. And so, yeah, so the body just gets confused. And that's what's happening nowadays is our body's getting confused. It's attacking and destroying our own healthy body tissue by mistake. And the result can really, it's so different with each person.
Mm.
You can suffer from joint pain. For
right.
me, it's skin inflammation, like psoriasis. But there's so many other disorders.
Wow. It really is staggering, right, when you think about it. What does an integrative nutrition health coach do?
So a health coach is a supportive mentor, someone who can just work with you and help you become the best you that you can be, all through diet and lifestyle changes. So I'm a holistic health coach, which holistic just means whole body, and that's exactly the approach I take when I help my clients. Because, you know, we don't just focus on the diet, but we focus on all the different ways that they can improve the quality of their life. Think of me as like your own personal wellness advocate, someone who provides guidance, accountability. But, you know, most importantly, having someone to talk to, because in my experience, talking really is medicine. It really is. So I listen, and as a wellness authority, I provide them with tools that can be very life-changing and help them live happier and healthier, you know?
How did the dog come into it? Now, he's getting a lot of credit in your narrative. It says here that he saved your life. I saved his life through nutrition, and in turn, he saved mine. So what's the name of your dog, and how did he save you?
Well, my journey all began only 5 years ago. And it all started with him. He was a rescue. He had every ailment you could possibly imagine. He was just so sick for so many years, and I tried everything. So when he was about 11, I was just really desperate for him to just live a happier life with whatever he had left. And my vet, my new vet, I had just moved to a new neighborhood, and my vet said, you know, I would really suggest that you cook whole foods for him. She said, you know, when you buy any processed dog food, whether it's organic or raw, which is what I was doing, I was having this raw dog food shipped from Canada, like $100 a bag, thinking I was feeding him the best stuff. And she's saying, you know, it's processed, it's leftover scraps, you have no idea what's in it, and if you at least cook for him the foods that you would eat,
right.
you know exactly what you're putting into his body. And Ed, I was blown away. Within 2 months of doing this, he lost so much weight. He went from barely walking to outright running down the New York City streets.
Wow.
And within a 6 month period, he was weaned off all his medications. He was on, I think, almost 6 medications plus an inhaler for his chronic bronchitis.
Oof.
So he was just really ill. And when I tell you he went from not being able to walk to running, weaned off all his medications in 6 months, and my vet said that his 11-year-old insides were that of a 6-month-old puppy.
Oh, man.
It was amazing.
That really is. It's like a miracle. So you wrote the book to share the mechanics of how it worked for you, but also there's a message here about caring for yourself. Tell me what motivated the book. What is the message of the book?
So the message is about taking control of your own health through nutrition and self-love. Those two together combined is what healed my skin. I mean, the book itself, it's a mix of things. It's about my personal journey with psoriasis, so I share a lot about my suffering, both physically and psychologically, over the years, because I know there's millions of people out there that relate, and I wanted to just walk them through, you know, what worked for me. I was so desperate to heal, and I know they are too. So I just walked them through what worked for me so that I could hopefully prevent them from extra frustration and disappointment. And then on top of that, I delved into everything food-related that they should be aware of.
Wow.
So, you know, everything from an alkaline versus acidic, different foods, dairy, genetically modified foods, processed food. I delve into all the food-related stuff. And there's also a spiritual element to it as well. So self-love is a huge portion of the book. And then there's also, I talk about the connection of mind, body, and spirit because, you know, usually what's showing up on the outside, meaning our skin, it's usually a direct reflection of what's going on the inside. So when people get sick or they're in pain,
right.
they can't help but think in physical terms. But it's so much more than just physical. It's mental, it's emotional, and it's all about just helping them find that balance, because, you know, usually finding balance to me in my experience has been making lifestyle changes and just, you know, finding ways to love ourselves. And that's the big message there, finding ways to love ourselves with or without the disease.
Wow. You know, I'm on the website as you were speaking, healingmyskin.com, the website. It's incredible. I guess you're wearing those overalls and stuff to show that you used to have visible psoriasis maybe on those arms, and now your arms are out there and joyful.
Yes, my elbows were a huge problem for me. I remember the first year I healed my skin, I went to work with a T-shirt on, first time in 2 years.
Oh, man.
And I was at work, and I went into the bathroom like every hour to check. I was so scared it was going to creep back up on me.
Come back up.
I wasn't used to living without
it.
Right. So it was so freeing. Like, I escaped this, like, psoriasis prison and felt so free. It was amazing.
That's it. That's exactly the way it looks. It looks like you've started a completely new life there. The body language, the smile, the whole vibe. That's pretty incredible to experience by just looking at you there.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let me ask you quickly. I don't want to run out of time. You have some recipes that are very healthy for the skin, too. I'm seeing those on the website. Or is that another thing you do? Do you always experiment with foods and preparations? Are you a little bit of a foodie, a healthy foodie?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a healthy foodie. I love juicing because that's just so healthy, you know, to get all of our nutrients and vitamins and minerals so easily. It's, you know, you could just experiment in the kitchen.
Right.
My husband is constantly experiencing new recipes, good and bad.
Right, that's right. No, you got to experiment, right? And even the mistakes sometimes taste pretty good. They may not look good, but you know what? They're good for you. Well, congratulations. You've made the entire turnaround over a period of how many years did you... You said earlier when this whole thing visited you. How long ago was that when the onset came?
Well, I've had psoriasis for 19 years, but 5 years ago is when all of that happened with my dog, Max, and my mind was just blown, and I thought...
Wow.
If I could heal him this way, what can I do with my own disease?
That's
when my whole journey started.
Congratulations. It really is a terrific story of redemption. And now people can reach out to you. I'm sure they're going to want to. They should just go to the website and contact you there. Is that the best thing?
Yes, that's the best way, for sure. Yeah.
Go to healingmyskin.com, www.healingmyskin.com. The book is available on Amazon. The book title is P.S. It's All About Love, How a Painful Journey with Psoriasis Became a Life Devoted to Healing Others. Wow. We'll have you back on the show. We can talk more next time. But this was this was such a fast, upbeat, very hopeful half hour. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Ed. It was lovely. It was wonderful. Thank you.
StarCom Radio Network and Kim Weiler, our guest today. Wow, what a great job. We're going to definitely have Kim come back and join us again. I love stories of redemption and success on Friday.